Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome back to another wonderful episode of the Silsila The Early Echo. We hope that you are well and are safe, no matter where you are in the world, which city, which country, what season you are being faced with. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, once again we have a wonderful topic of discussion, one of the heroes of Islam, Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. One of the reasons that we keep their names, their lives, ever green and ever fresh, is so that we can derive inspiration from their glorious lives, so that we can learn lessons in order to implement in our lives. This is one of the main points and one of the important points that we start practicing upon what they taught us, how they lived their lives in obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So today we are going to be talking about the great hero of Islam, the great leader of the Muslims, the beloved, the blessed grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, his status, and a little bit in depth inshallah we will go. But before that, let's make some good intentions. That the beloved master sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi, the intention of a believer is better than his action. So don't delay, let's make some good intentions today that, oh Allah Azza wa Jal, I am watching, I am listening to the Silsila, this program of Madani Channel, for your rida, for your pleasure and happiness, for the pleasure of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What I learn, I will try to practice and convey that message to others as well, inshallah Azza wa Jal. The person who recites Durud-e Pak, salawat, salutations upon the cause of creation, the cream of creation, the crown of creation, the owner of Jannah, the knower of the unseen, the intercessor of the ummah, our most merciful master, the last prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal, that is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Just one time, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will give that person 10 rewards. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive 10 sins, and Allah Azza wa Jal will raise that person's status in his court by 10 times as well. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, salatan wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As we discuss Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his status and his glorious life as well. Before that, let's move to a beautiful kalam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Mere maula, mere maula, 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 maula.
Allah ne bulaya hai, Allah ke ghar mein से पहले दिल दरबार ये कैसा है, पेशानी से पहले दिल सजदे में झुकाया है, अल्लाह के घर में हूँ सजदे में झुकाया है, اللہ کے گھر میں ہوں.
اللہ نے بلایا ہے اللہ کے گھر میں ہوں. کعبے کا نظارہ ہے اللہ کے گھر میں ہوں.
وہ رکن یمانی ہو یا رکن عراقی ہو, وہ رکن یمانی ہو یا رکن عراقی ہو, ہر کون کو چوما ہے اللہ کے گھر میں ہو. ہر کون کو چوما ہے اللہ کے گھر میں ہوں.
اللہ نے بلایا ہے اللہ کے گھر میں ہوں. کعبے کا نظارہ ہے اللہ کے گھر میں ہوں.
یہ وقت عزت کا میزاب رحمت کا, یہ عزت کا میزاب رحمت کا, سر پر یہی سایہ ہے اللہ کے گھر میں ہوں. سر پر یہی سایہ ہے اللہ کے گھر میں ہوں.
اللہ نے بلایا ہے اللہ کے گھر میں ہوں.
مہمان خدا کے گئے اب فکر نہیں کوئی, مہمان خدا کے گئے اب فکر نہیں کوئی. اللہ نے کھلانا ہے اللہ کے گھر میں ہوں. اللہ نے کھلانا ہے اللہ کے گھر میں ہوں.
اللہ نے بلایا ہے اللہ کے گھر میں ہوں. کعبے کا نظارہ ہے اللہ کے گھر میں ہوں.
جس سمت نظر اٹھی ایک نور نظر آیا, جس سمت نظر اٹھی ایک نور نظر آیا. پر نور نظارہ ہے اللہ کے گھر میں ہوں. پر نور نظارہ ہے اللہ کے گھر میں ہوں.
اللہ نے بلایا ہے اللہ کے گھر میں ہوں. کعبے کا نظارہ ہے اللہ کے گھر میں ہوں.
سجدے میں اجاگر ہے اور سامنے کعبہ گئے, سجدے میں اجاگر ہے اور سامنے کعبہ ہے. مولا نے نوازا ہے اللہ کے گھر میں ہوں. مولا نے نوازا ہے اللہ کے گھر میں ہوں.
اللہ نے بلایا ہے اللہ کے گھر میں ہوں. کعبے کا نظارہ ہے اللہ کے گھر میں ہوں. اللہ نے بلایا ہے اللہ کے گھر میں ہوں. کعبے کا نظارہ ہے اللہ کے گھر میں ہوں.
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. سبحان اللہ, what a lovely kalam, what a melodious kalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask to take us for Hajj and Umrah time and again, to visit Medina Sharif, Aqsa Sharif time and again, to stand in front of the glorious Kaaba Sharif, to stand by Maqam Ibrahim, to do Tawaf and Sa'i, and to drink Zamzam Sharif, to stand in front of Rozai Rasul, and to behold the grand green emerald dome of Medina Tayyiba, Zadahullahu Sharafu wa Ta'zeema. Ameen bijahi Khatim al-Nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are talking about Sayyiduna Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who is one of the leaders of the youth of Jannah. Subhanallah. This is one of the titles given to him by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, it is the beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who had given him this name Hussein, and also Shabbir. His father, we all know, we had discussed a few days, who is the lion of Allah, Asadullah, Shere Khuda, Sayyidina Mawla Ali Karamullah Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem, the fourth Khalifa of Islam, the fourth successor of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, needs no introduction to us. Allahu Akbar. And what about his honorable mother? Again, no introduction is needed. Sayyidatuna Bibi Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, who is the leader and the queen of Jannah, the leader of the women folk of Jannah, subhanallah azza wa jal. How pious and what lives they led in complete obedience to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in complete obedience to the teachings of the glorious Quran, to the values and teachings of Islam and the Sharia, the Islamic sacred law, subhanallah azza wa jal. Whenever we are discussing about Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, then not far behind also the discussion of his older brother, Sayyidina Imam Hassan Mujtaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, comes to mind. Allahu Akbar. These two were regarded as the flowers of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And every now and then, you know what he used to do when they were small especially? He would take them, hug them, hold them, embrace them. And he would smell them and say, these are my flowers. Allahu Akbar. And of course, flowers we smell. We enjoy the wonderful smell of flowers. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to smell them and say, these are my flowers. He would regard them as his sons. Because as we know, that the biological sons of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had passed away in infancy when they were little. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had a special deep attachment to these two grandsons of his that he considered as his sons as well, and would address them as well as his sons. Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Allah jalla jalaluhu gave him so much of spirituality, so much of ruhaniyat, so much of knowledge and wisdom. Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu an was very beloved, like his brother, to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When they were little, and the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would be performing salah and would go into sajda, into prostration, what they used to do, what children do today also, little kids, toddlers, they climb on the backs of their parents. Allahu Akbar. And they did the same. They jumped onto the back, because they were toddlers, they were small. They jumped onto the back of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam whilst he was in salah, in sajda. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, out of affection and love for them, prolonged his sajda. Allah, subhanallah, subhanallah. What can we say about that? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved them to bits. One day he sallallahu alaihi wasallam had Hasanain Kareemain radiallahu anhuma on his blessed shoulders. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is riding them in this manner. And Allahu Akbar, Sahaba ikram alayhim al-Duan, they say that how wonderful is the ride addressing the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, out showing and expressing his deep love for them, says that, and how lovely are the riders. Allah, subhanallah, subhanallah. You know, there's different forms of love. The highest of it is love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then we have love for one's parents, one's spouse, one's children or associates. This love that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had for his grandsons, Imam Hassan Mujtaba, Imam Hussein radiallahu anhuma in particular, was unmatched. It's for something that you and I need to also apply in our lives if we haven't as yet. That compassion, that affection that we should show to our offspring. Islam is about peace. Islam is about submission to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we see that this submission to the will of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu was played out practically by Sayyiduna Imam Hussein radiallahu an, by Sahaba Ikram and Ahlul Bayt Athar. We see it at Karbala. I'm sure you may have heard that when Imam Hussein radiallahu an, imagine he's in Medina Sharif and he's told to submit to the tyrant leader at the time. But he refuses, because if I do, it will give legitimacy to all his immoral acts and his vices. So he leaves, he stands in front of Rosa Mubarak, in front of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the very last time. And he bids farewell to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He bids farewell to Madina Tayyiba, Azadallahu sharafa wa ta'zeema. Imagine what emotions are going through his mind and his heart. Imagine the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at that time. He goes to Makkatul Mukarrama, Zadahallahu sharafa wa ta'zeema. And when the letters come from Kufa, they will support you. Senior Sahabi Quram alayhim ridwan, like Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, Sayyidina Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu anhu, and others. They say, no, don't go. Those people are known to break their promises. They are known to go against their word, and they are known as betraying. But nevertheless, Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu, physically he was going towards those areas, but spiritually, the scholars say, spiritually he was drawn towards that land of Karbala. He submitted to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam already knew that my Hussein radiallahu anhu is going to be martyred in those lands. His honorable mother, Sayyidatuna Fatimatul Zahra radiallahu anha, she knew. Sayyidina Mawla Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, his honorable father knew. They did not make dua for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to divert this or to save their son. No. And it is because of his glorious martyrdom, because of their sacrifices, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has with that also raised their status and the maqam, that you and I today are still remembering them. We don't mourn the martyrs. We don't mourn the martyrs. Yes, we may get somewhat emotional. We may cry a little bit, because this is, you know, the Ahlul Bayt Adhar, the purified household of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is at the center of the heart of every believer. Every believer. But we don't go to extremes. We are within the boundaries of the Sharia. We love all Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan. This is a sign of our iman. And we love all Ahlul Bayt Adhar, rahimahumullah ta'ala, as we love all Awliya Allah as well. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws our attention to the very fact that we have to love them. This is a necessity for us. If I claim that I love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then I need to also love anything which is attached, or anyone who is attached to the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As it is mentioned by Sultanul Mufassirin, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, that the verse of the Quran, Surah Ash-Shura, verse 23. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى. Translation from Kanzul Iman. That say, O dear Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I do not ask for any fee from you upon this, except the love for my close ones, my near ones and dear ones. He says that the Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan, they asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who are those beloved ones that whose devotion and reverence and respect is obligatory upon us? Allah subhanallah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu anhu, Sayyida Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu anha, and both their sons, Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein radiallahu anhuma. Now with this, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is the one who brought Islam to us. If you minus him, what do we know about Islam? We won't even know what is Islam. We won't even know about Quran. We won't know about Allahu Jalla Jalaluhu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a guide. As a guide to you and I. And the holy book, the glorious Quran, is a book of guidance for the believers. And the practical implementation of what the Quran commands is found in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that's the training he gave to his companions, the Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, to his family members as well. But the Ahlul Bayt Athar, it includes, we hear this term, Panjtan Pak, the purified five. So once the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had with his wonderful and beautiful shawl or cloak or mantle covered Mawla Ali radiallahu anhu, Sayyidah Fatima to Zahra radiallahu anha, Imam Hassan and Hussein radiallahu anhuma, and addressed them as his Ahlul Bayt. Ahlul Bayt meaning the people of the household of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But this also includes the Azwaj Mutahharat, which are the honorable wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who are referred to in the glorious Quran as the Ummahatul Mu'mineen, the mothers of the believers. It also includes others as well, from the progeny of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his honorable daughters. These people are also included in the Ahlul Bayt as well, according to the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Please keep this in mind, but don't just keep it in your mind. Make sure that our future generations, they have authentic knowledge. And subhanallah azza wa jal, your Dawud Islami, our Dawud Islami, is providing this at various levels, even online as well. If I want to learn more, why not enroll in Madrasatul Madina, Balighan and Balighat, specialized classes for grown-ups, for males, and separately for females. Why not enroll your children in Darul Madina, Islamic schooling system, in Madrasatul Madina, in Jami'atul Madina, which are the Darul Ulooms of Dawud Islam that you find around the globe. And online courses are also available, where more than 30 different courses on different topics and subjects are available. Dawud Islami has created these facilities, these platforms, with the weekly booklet, the monthly Fizan-e-Madina magazine, to educate us, to empower us with correct Islamic knowledge. Subhanallah. Take advantage of this and spread it to your near ones and your dear ones, starting with your family members. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One day, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was approached and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sun has already risen and we cannot find Imam Hassan and Hussein radiyallahu anhuma. They were still little at that time. They are missing. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immediately send Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan to different pathways, different areas, and himself goes sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu is the narrator. He says, I accompanied Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. After a while, we reach the foot of a mountain, and there we see these princes from the garden, these flowers from the garden of Sayyidina Fatima al-Zahra radiallahu anha. They are holding each other, they're clinging to each other, and they are afraid. Why? Because there was a huge snake, a python, that was facing them and was standing on its tail. Allahu Akbar. And you know what? Fire was coming out from its mouth. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sees this and very quickly moves forward. When that snake sees the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, itself gets afraid. And it quickly slithers away and curls up behind a rock. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam grabs and embraces his two princes, his two flowers, subhanallah azza wa jal. He loved them. And he taught us to love them, to respect them, to honor them, and to talk only praiseworthy words for them, subhanallah. So those who love them should also follow them. Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, no matter what your salah, no matter what it is, don't leave the teachings of Islam, pure Islam, mainstream Islam. He taught us the meaning of sacrifice. The ultimate sacrifice is to sacrifice your life for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for the deen, to uphold the haqq and the truth, to uphold justice. They practically demonstrated it. Even the Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan, they didn't just stay in Medina Sharif, Makkah Sharif, upon the apparent demise of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They spread out to other lands, to foreign lands, to other countries and cities. Why? To spread the deen. This is how Islam has reached you and I. Through their sacrifices, through them leaving behind their hometown, their home cities, their country, by them leaving maybe their families or their businesses, their friends, leaving what was near and dear to them, all those sentimental values, leaving all of that, leaving their comfort zone and going out to spread the message of Islam. What am I doing? Am I also following in their footsteps? Am I practicing on the teachings of Islam? Am I pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Am I obedient to them? Or am I obedient to my nafs? Nafsul ammara, that base self, the carnal desires, the ego that whispers, that pushes us to fulfill evil desires. It works with shaitan, Iblis, the cursed and humiliated one. So what am I doing? Am I just making lip service that I love Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu, I love Ahlul Bayt, I love Sahaba Awliya Allah, I love them, but do I see it in my life? Let's be honest to ourselves. Ask ourselves these questions. Because if I'm not deriving these lessons, if I'm not taking these lessons, what change have I seen in my life? How have I changed? Am I waiting for the change? If I'm waiting, how long am I going to wait? The angel of death will visit us very soon. Our scholars, our teachers, our mashayikh, they advise us, they motivate us. You become the change. Don't just wait for the change. Become practical. Become the first drop of the rainfall. You become the change. And then you'll see how your circumstances change. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not change a condition of people until they first change themselves. So we have to become proactive. PMA, positive mental attitude, and we have to become proactive. And following in the footsteps of Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, one of the chiefs, the leaders of the youth of Jannah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, salatu wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah azza wa jal, we have a wonderful filler with regards to the generosity of Sayyidina Imam Ali Maqam, Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
When the beautiful month of Muharram al-Haram is cited, with many other beautiful things that we talk about, we always mention about the martyrdom of Sayyiduna Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyiduna Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is a symbol of truth, a beautiful character, and someone who cares about other people as well. It says that one day a person came to Sayyiduna Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He had 20 or 30 camels, but he didn't have anything to feed them. So this person was told by someone that, why don't you go and meet Sayyiduna Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu? Maybe he can take you out of this difficulty. So as this person went to Sayyiduna Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he saw that Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu was having a meal. And he thought to himself, is Imam Hussein going to ask me to join in with him? As he was thinking about that, Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu looked at that person and said to him, please come and join with us in the meal. And the person, after eating, Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he looked towards him and he says, please tell me why you have come to me. Is there anything that you need from me? You need my help. And the person, he says that, ya Sayyidi, mashallah, you are the grandson of the beloved master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. There is no one that can help me apart from you. Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu said to him, what is it that you want from me? And he says that, ya Sayyidi, I have camels, but I am so poor that I don't have any food to feed them. Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu smiled at him and says, "Brother, go and bring your camels to me. I will feed them. And whatever you need from here, you can take it as well." Subhanallah. You know, Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, with this beautiful conduct that he showed to that person, the other person, without thinking, he says that, "Oh Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, may my parents be sacrificed on you." Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. This is the beautiful seerah of the grandson of our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. No doubt Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, where we all know about his status. Alhamdulillah, he is the prince of paradise along with his brother. They are the princes of paradise. Yet look at the way they will take care of other Muslims, how they will take to try to fulfill the needs of other Muslims as well. And alhamdulillah, a very beautiful lesson that me and you can learn is that we should be trying to help one another as well in this beautiful month of Muharram. Let's make this intention that inshallah we will follow and we will try to act upon this beautiful character of Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah azza wa jal. May Allah jalla jalaluhu also make us generous and in following in the footsteps of Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Ameen bijahi khatim al-nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Well, subhanallah azza wa jal. Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he has such a status in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which is accepted by Allah jalla jalaluhu. We know that him and his brother, they are the leaders of the youths of Jannah. We know that they are the flowers of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We know that subhanallah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam treated them like his very own sons. We know that when they were toddlers, when they were young, when they were small, how the interaction was with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how he used to play with them, subhanallah. And if they were not well, if they were sick, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would actually do dam on them. So this concept of dam, meaning reciting something, maybe from the Quran or from the hadith or from the mashaykh and awliya, and then blowing on a person, is not something which is foreign. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself would do it to Imam Hassan and Hussein radiallahu anhuma. It is mentioned by Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to blow dam on Sayyidina Imam Hassan and Hussein radiallahu anhuma with these words. And he would say that your forefather, meaning Nabi Ibrahim ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, used to seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Sayyidina Ismail and Sayyidina Ishaq alayhim as-salatu wassalam by reciting these words. If you can, try to memorize it inshallah and do them on your little ones or somebody who is not well. Oh Allah azza wa jal, I seek refuge with your perfect words from every devil and from poisonous pests and from every evil, harmful, envious eye. Hakim al-Ummah, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, mentions that here the perfect words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to Asma'i Ilahiyya, meaning the blessed names of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Since they are protected from all faults and flaws, it's for this reason they are called Tammat, subhanallah. Furthermore, Al-Hazrat, the great Imam, the great Mujaddid, the destroyer of Bid'ah, the upholder of Sharia, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, says that ta'weed, the amulet, is simply a written dua from the Quran, from the blessed names of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, from the ahadith, etc. And there's no harm in this, rather it is mustahab, it is recommended. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated for such an occasion that man istata'a minkum ay yanfa'a akhahu falyanfa'hu. That is, he who is competent amongst you should benefit his brother. Indeed, if he is able to and if he is competent amongst you to benefit his brother, he should do so, subhanallah. And as we see, Alhamdulillah Azawajal, my Dawud Islami and your Dawud Islami, we have this department called Ruhani Ilaj, Spiritual Cures, which is accessible even online as well. If you go to the website, you'll see a tab called Ruhani Ilaj. Click on that if you need an istikhara done, if you need ilaj treatments as well, if you need wadaif, invocations, incantations, click on that, fill out the online form, and the representatives of that department will get in touch with you, inshallah, azawajal. Alhamdulillah azawajal, Dawud Islami is here to fly the Husseini flag, the Hassani flag, the flag of Ghuthi Pak, of Ala Hazrat, the flag of Sahaba Ikram Alihim Ridwan, the flag of Ahlul Bayt Athar, and the flag of Awliya Allah. Flag of Ishqi Rasul and love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the flag of obedience to Allahu Jalla Jalaluhu. My dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala keep us attached, but it is up to you and I that to take that first step and get involved. As we are talking about Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala and Imam Hassan radiallahu anhu, we are talking about Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan and Ahlul Bayt Adhar. Talking is insufficient. It's time for action. It's time now to practice what we preach, to tread in there, to follow in their footsteps. By doing so, that person will be blessed and will receive blessings in this world, in the grave, and in the hereafter as well. It is necessary for us that to arm ourselves, to empower ourselves with authentic knowledge. Because yes, on the internet, on social media, on other platforms, there's so much of information available. But a lot of it is purposefully sent in order to confuse the masses, in order to divert our attention from our real goal. Our purpose, my purpose and your purpose as a Muslim is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to prepare for the grave and the hereafter. How do we do this? By following what the Quran has commanded. By following the commands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And also by following in the footsteps of these pious personalities like Sayyiduna Imam Ali Maqam, Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. May Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, for the sake of the Shuhada e Karbala, grant us the great fortune of making sincere tawbah before we leave this world, and grant us a good shaheed maut with Iman in Medina Sharif, burial in Jannatul Baqi, and entry into Jannatul Firdaus without accountability in the closeness to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his beloved ones. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.